Well, as I said, the grace that we are seeking for, I am reminding you again and again because repetition is good. Enlighten the eyes of my heart, Lord, that we, or that I may know the hope that belongs to my call or our call. I'm really sorry to say this. There is no way but the way of the cross. That is our call. There is no way but the way of the cross. That is our call. Our call is to embrace the cross by denying ourselves, but most importantly, by following Him. It sounds terrible, sounds sad, and that is what we have been doing through the centuries as well. Christianity is a very sad religion based on suffering, the cross. Because the cross is constantly associated with and very strongly visualized as pain and blood and suffering and nails and the crown of thorns and the burden that we carry. We always associate the cross with all the suffering that we have in life. Well, it is true and may be true, but there is more to it. And the human mind naturally is averse to pain and suffering. It's a natural abhorrence towards, we have this natural abhorrence towards suffering and pain, and therefore the cross, because that is what we associate the cross to completely. And therefore today I invite you to open yourself to understand the cross so that we understand our call a little more deeply. Could we visualize the cross as an embrace of the Father with all endearment, the whole of humanity and each one of us personally, instead of just that suffering, Jesus dying on the cross? Is not the cross an embrace of our loving God? Is it not love, unconditional love, that is manifested through the cross? I'm not trying to soften a picture here. I'm trying to take you to a more deeper understanding of the cross. It is actually the embrace of the Father, that welcoming Father to all of humanity, back to Him. It is actually that unconditional embrace of Jesus, to each one of us personally. That is our call. And not just Jesus hanging on the cross with pain and suffering. If it was only pain and suffering, there would be no motivation for Jesus to walk that way of the cross. It is love. And this is our call, the way of the cross, the way to love. That is our call. There is no way but the way of the cross. That is our call. But it is important for us to understand what is the cross. As we have heard in the first reading on this journey of love, on this way of the cross, we will be derided and reproached. We will be objects of laughter. Everyone will mock us. And there will be violence and outrage. We will be derided and reproached. Parents, how much ever you love your children, one day they will turn to you and they will say, what the heck are you telling me? I know there are great children here. They will not say that. But that is how love is responded to. You are reproached. You are derided. Even for when you tell the world about the cross, you will be reproached. You will be objects of laughter. Really? You're following a man who died on the cross? You will be objects of laughter. Everyone will mock us. Christianity, haha. I'm not talking about Islam. But one thing that Islam really says about us is that we are all cannibals, eating flesh and drinking blood. I'm not deriding. It is just what they feel. Why are you eating flesh and blood? We will be mocked. There will be violence and outrage. the persecution that is going on around the world, not so much here. It's all because of the cross. But like Jeremiah, we cannot help but live out our prophetic call to love. Because we cannot endure it. It will overwhelm us. We need to live out this way of the cross. It is countercultural, as love demands self-denial. And this is the condition of our discipleship. In the second reading, when St. Paul is instructing the Romans, he gives us a beautiful picture of how we ought to live out this call. We ought to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, trying not to conform to this age, always living that countercultural condition for discipleship, but discerning our life consistently for what is good, for what is pleasing, for what is perfect. And finally, on this journey of embracing the cross, of loving each other, of loving the world by denying ourselves, we also need the courage to recognize and rebuke every obstacle that comes our way, even when it comes dressed in concerned love that says, "No such thing shall ever happen to you, Lord." Even when it comes dressed in concerned love that says, "No such thing shall ever happen to you." There is no way but the way of the cross. The way to love. That is our call. And that is exactly what Jesus was trying to tell his disciples and what Jesus is trying to tell each one of us. And I've put it in my own words. Jesus saying, "I am surrendering myself to manifest to you my unconditional love, my loving embrace, the embrace of my Father. Follow me."